Kimya Dawson is considered an indie rock icon. She's one half of the duo Moldy Peaches and won acclaim for her work on the soundtrack to the film Juno. Since becoming a mother 5 years ago, Dawson has released albums for children and adults. Her new album, Thunder Thighs, seems aimed at both. Jessica Hopper has our review.
As the songs on Thunder Thighs make clear, Kimya Dawson has been many things. A troubled teen, a troubadour, an activist. But it's her newer role as a mom that now shapes her work. With this album, Dawson chronicles becoming a mother, starting from the anxious pregnancy test. She isn't shy about broaching such serious topics. She divulges things most singers obscure behind analogies. She also sings of dead friends, the troubled state of the world, and her recovery from drug addiction.
My friends and the doctors were all shocked I wasn't dead. That's when Katrina looked at me, and this is what she said. Walk like thunder. Walk like thunder.
Dawson slots these grown-up songs next to sing-alongs about things like a magic bike and bears at the fair. Here, she's backed by her daughter and a chorus of preschooler pals.
There's a mare at the fair on the merry-go-round. I rode the mare up and down and around and around. There was a bear at the fair and he had a lot of hair. And the bear rode the Ferris wheel with the mare. And they were friends forever. And they were friends forever. And they were friends forever. And they were friends forever.
As Thunder Thighs progresses, it becomes clear that it's actually two records tangled together. One is inspired by the delight of being a mom and seeing the world with parental eyes, and the other reflecting on Dawson's life, PM, pre-motherhood. Thunder Thighs is as much about raising her daughter as Dawson herself growing up.
You see, I have changed and I'll keep on changing, and maybe my songwriting will suffer, but it's okay if at the end of the day all I can do next is be a good mother. It's okay if at the end of the day all I can do next is be a good mother.
It's hard to imagine her kid or adult audiences having very much patience for each other's songs. But it's Dawson's playfulness and positivity that keeps the record from being too heavy or too goofy, though Dawson would clearly be fine with the latter. It's this sort of earnestness that makes Thunder Thighs such a refreshing listen. With Dawson, there's no cool posing. She's the anti-rock star, with her heart on her sleeve and her daughter on her hip.
So we must teach our kids to love themselves and let them live their lives.
The new album from Kimya Dawson is called Thunder Thighs. Our reviewer is Jessica Hopper.